afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Mike Siegel.
And I'm Kyle Dodson.
And we're here, Kyle, you and I are here for our second record of the day. We recorded with Murray earlier today. That was his first time back in the studio since having the old ticker fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to be honest, he was just as bad as ever. Didn't seem like it helped at all. But he looked healthy. He looked good.
He looks good.
He looks good.
I just went to a little beach fiesta and he was there.
A soiree.
I surfed with him last week. Yeah. So
it's got to hurt your chest when you're laying on that hard board.
Yeah, it's not the same. He's got to approach it in a different way, but he's still doing it.
I get it.
He gets tired a little quicker, but it's understandable.
He said feels like he's about 90% right now.
Yeah.
But he'll be good as new.
Just milking that 10%.
Milking it. Milking it for Handy J's from the ladies.
Handy J's.
You have 2 months off from the boats.
I am. Is this my first time back since?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm asking the people right now if this sounds really echoey because it does.
It doesn't.
It doesn't sound like that to you? It
doesn't sound echoey to me. I mean, I feel bad if it's echoey in your ears right now.
Yeah. It does sound a little echoey.
Yeah. More than normal.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, it's an ever...
Suck it up, people. This is what's going to happen.
It's not going to sound bad to them. I don't think so. I think it sounds good.
At least we're not doing this at 2 a.m. like you and Steve O'Dockerson.
No.
You got my text on that.
Yeah. You loved it.
Oh, I hate it.
We just fast forward. You only have to fast forward 15 seconds.
If I heard you say one more time, we're going to cut this out. I'm going to edit it. I'm going to cut this out. And
that's a running joke. That's a running joke.
Please edit it.
It's a joke.
Please send it to me and I'll edit it.
There wouldn't be any show.
Oh, it'll be the fastest show you ever had.
The hockey theme and then the playout song.
Tight. You'll submit that for an Emmy.
This will be tight tonight because we're doing a band that has a small discography.
Well, 5 albums. I don't know, but that's still a pretty good output.
Compared to Aerosmith or Journey or
it's quality, not quantity.
Any other band they do have. This is one of the strongest catalogs in recorded history, in my opinion. There's a few spotty tunes.
Oh, I brought a couple stingaroos.
But get the sting ready. but I mean, overall, I think they're all great. I love every album.
Well, if people haven't looked up who we're talking about, it's obviously the police.
Yeah. The Police. Now, I did have Stuart Copeland on the show, but I don't feel that we really thoroughly covered the catalog because we didn't even get to Synchronicity because he just told me he couldn't talk
to leave.
He said, "You got to get the fuck out of my house." He goes, "I've never wanted someone out of my house more than you, other than Sting."
Well, that's really what it was, right? I mean, they just did not get along ever. Almost it seems.
They were all strong personalities, but I think now as older gentlemen, as he told me, you can turn that off. You turn it off. I think as older gentlemen, he said that, you know, they're all past that now. That was just, you know,
yeah.
Everyone was filled with piss and vinegar.
But they don't seem in any hurry to reunite or do this again.
I had heard rumors that they are in the studio right now.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Now whatever you did there just knocked me out completely.
I know.
Why would you do that when we're recording? Like we're talking.
I was trying to fix something.
So we're going
to
cut all this out, right? Oh, now I'm super loud.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to fix.
This is good stuff.
Give us a heads up. I was right in mid-sentence.
I was just trying to do it to fix it.
Now you're really loud. Turn you all the way
off. He's been in a little bit of a bad mood today.
Yeah, his girlfriend left.
For good?
Yeah, well, no, just for a while.
Yeah.
She was only here for a week or something.
And Kyle was sick the whole time.
No, really?
Yeah.
What a drag.
I know.
Did you get to hang out by the pool or anything?
Oh, they did stuff. He just did it under duress.
Oh. Yeah.
I was just sick the whole time.
Yeah.
And you still sound a little stuffy.
I am. I went to the urgent care and they were like, "Your infection's gone. You're just going to sound like that for 2 weeks."
Oh, my God. What was it? Like a bronchial thing?
It was, no, like sinus and ear infection.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a drag.
So we lock him upstairs like he's got spinal meningitis, like that woman from Pet Sematary.
Oh my God.
Lock him upstairs. Don't come down. What? Don't touch anything. Don't touch the doorknobs. Kyle just came in the door.
You know, he was healthy till he got to your place.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because we covered it in asbestos.
There's nothing but gin in the pool. That's what it's filled with.
All right. So look, the police have amazing B-sides. So I brought all those.
I brought a couple too,
yeah,
as well.
There's some great B-sides. So I'm going to start it off with their first single. And Andy Summers does not play on this.
Yes. This is, what is his name again? It's a Frenchman, a Corsican, a Frenchman.
I'm going to find out if I can pronounce his name. Henry Padovani.
Padovani. Yeah, that's it.
Padovani.
Padovani.
Hey, Padovani.
So basically they were, I looked at the timeline of all this, mm-hmm. and you know, Sting was up in Newcastle,
mm-hmm.
and Stuart Copeland went up there with a band, like a prog rock band,
yeah.
called Curved Air.
Yeah, right. They had some albums.
And Sting saw him, and you know, they exchanged numbers and everything yeah. like that. So that happened like on November of 76. In January of 77, Sting moves to London,
mm-hmm.
calls Stuart Copeland immediately. They jam together. Says, hey, let's start a band. They pull up this Padovani guy.
Padovani.
Hey. And they cut a single, this single,
yeah.
a month later. It was yeah. only a month.
I know.
So in February of that year, they just cut this, and I have the B-side of this.
Too. Yeah, I have both. So let's hear Fallout first, and then Nothing Achieving. Both great songs.
Yeah.
Let's hear the B-side then, which is Nothing Achieving.
So they were like, you know, punk is taking off and they yeah. think we got to get on this thing. But I don't think Sting was ever into, it didn't sound like he was totally into the punk because he always wrote kind of like jazzier kind of stuff.
Right.
And so they cut these singles in February that year, somewhere around like May, they started gigging around. They opened for people like Wayne County
mm-hmm.
and Cherry Vanilla when they would tour in London. So they're gigging pretty quickly.
I know. I mean, it's happening like finger snaps.
You think
it's
that's got to be Miles Copeland?
Probably, yeah.
That's probably what got
management,
him in.
Management, that's Stuart's brother.
Yeah.
And then Andy sees them perform.
They do this gig with Strontium 90, which is a put-together band. And Sting and Stuart go play in this thing.
Yeah.
And they see Andy Summers, and Sting goes, oh, wow, this guy can play.
Yeah, this guy's amazing.
And all the stuff that he's writing, this guy can pull it off, and this Henry guy cannot. Can't. So they ask him to be in it, and
They ask him to be in it, but they with as the set, as another guitarist, and Andy says no, I want to be the guitarist. So they get rid of Henry.
They did exactly two gigs with the two of them, and yeah. Summers is like, no, him or me.
Yeah, him or me,
and Summers was like 10 years older.
Yeah,
than those guys. So I think he had toured with.
The animals.
Animals, right? Yeah. And so animals.
Cotter.
Animals, Cotter.
Cotter. and then in 78, they released their first album on A&M Records.
Yeah.
It's like crazy that the trajectory is incredible.
And not just an album, a great album.
Great album.
For like £1,500, I think it cost them.
Yeah. That's $3 American. So what do you got? What do you got off the first album?
Well, my favorite song on it is the opening song.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I have it
classic,
also.
Close to You.
Next to you.
No, close to you.
Close Carpenters. To you. That's the Carpenters. Also a great song.
Yeah.
I saw my house, I saw my motor to lose.
awesome.
It's awesome. I mean, everything is great. The bass, the drums, the guitar. And Andy Summers is such a, he's like a minimalist on guitar. It's just like, it's just, it's not flashy.
And Stuart Copeland is a guy, is one of those drummers that his sound is really unique.
It is very unique.
And to get a unique drum sound, it's got to be really tough.
And he plays so fast.
Yeah.
And this album self-produced.
Oh, that's right.
Produced by the Police. How did they know what they were doing in the studio? That always boggles my mind. I've said it a million times on here. When a debut artist gets to produce their own album, that, I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And then this thing sells, this goes platinum. You know, that's
well,
not...
One, well, Roxanne was on it. That was the big single.
Yeah.
And then there was Can't Stand Losing You, I think, was on there,
yeah,
right?
I didn't even bring either one of those.
Yeah, I mean, because they've been played so much. And those are the two big singles.
Yeah.
I brought Dead End Job, which was, I think...
The B-side to Can't Stand Losing You.
Can't Stand Losing You.
Before we hear that, let's hear a track that's on the album. Let's hear Truth Hits Everybody.
Oh, I brought that one, too.
Did you? I love the whole album, though.
Yeah. Actually brought in Peanuts.
Well, let's hear Peanuts.
You know, Peanuts was about?
No.
I guess they wrote it about Rod Stewart. Because basically, you got to look up the lyrics, but it's basically how he became rich. He was a fan of Rod Stewart's younger mm-hmm. days, and then he became this rich, you know, fancy pants guy and, you know, lost respect for him. And that's what it's about. So this is
funny. In Rod Stewart's book, he said, I always like nice things. So when I got money, I wanted to have nice things.
Yeah. Lost all his punk street cred, yeah. Man.
Has more hair than Sting.
Yeah. So that's that album's called Outlandos de Amor.
The Outlaws of Love.
Outlaws of Love.
The what do you think of that album cover, Kyle, for a debut album?
It's fine.
It's fine. I like their logo though. I mm-hmm. just like that big block letters, and they
it's
all look
always in the same place. Yeah.
It's a good picture of them. I bought this album because of Roxanne.
Of course.
Not knowing what I was going to hear when I dropped the needle, and man, it's a killer.
You see, you bought it when it came out.
No, I probably didn't buy it in 1978. It would have been in eighth grade. I probably bought it.
You were all Kiss then at that time.
Probably. No,
what's
you know what?
Police.
I got to be honest. I probably bought this. Zenyatta Mandata was the first album I bought. Then I went back. So I didn't buy it because of Roxanne, but the only song I knew was Roxanne. And it's amazing.
How would your mother say it? What's this Police? How would she say it?
Well, I think she can say the Police. Outlandos de Amor would be ridiculous. Her tongue would get in a knot and she'd fall down the stairs.
Pat's listening to the Police.
For reference, on the way here, she tried to say the word rotunda and she said retunda.
And she said Ohio, but she said Ohio. So she
it's
needed.
It's not Missouri.
No. It's again.
Ohio?
If it ends in an A, she says it as an O. If it ends in an O, she says it as an A. It's just like casino is we went to the casino. I don't know what's going on in her head. It doesn't make any sense.
Does he play the piano?
Piano. I've heard that before.
Then she goes, where are you going? I go, we're going to podcast. And then we have two more sentences. She goes, well, I hope you win money tonight. I go, we're podcasting. I thought you were playing poker. No. I thought you were playing poker. All right. Let's hear a B-side. This is the B-side to Can't Stand Losing You. Now, the cover of this single... would not happen today.
No.
The song is called Dead End Job, and it's a guy that's...
Stuart Copeland.
He's standing on a block of ice, and as the ice, and he's got a rope around his neck.
And there's a heater next to the ice.
Yeah. Yes. It's very cool.
It says, can't stand losing.
They got a lot of heat for that. They got a trouble for that.
Well, I hope they didn't get too much heat.
Melt the ice, but...
All right. Dead End Job. They have great B-sides.
So now you see in this album,
it's a B-side.
They were considered a punk band.
Punk band.
Although the other punks didn't give them as much street cred because they were too well trained.
Yeah. They would gob on them.
Yeah. These guys were like, wait, but these guys can actually play.
Yeah, these guys are too good to be punk.
And Stuart Copeland, like he talked about, he was classically trained. Yeah. I mean, he went through music school.
He went from prog rock bullshit to this crazy right. punkness.
But they love the energy of it. Yeah. They'd miss it, you know. How could you not?
So the first album comes out in November 78, and the next album comes out in October 79. So less than a year.
Yeah, I think this is Regatta de Blanc.
Regatta de Blanc. I don't know what that means.
It means white reggae.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Kind of like in a...
Now, after you say it,
of course.
And Kyle, how do you like that album cover?
It's fine.
It's fine. It's good, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't... You know, I mean... You know what I mean? It works.
Yeah.
You get Sting's, they're all good. They're all fine looking men.
Sure.
So put them on the front. All right. My first song is a song called It's All Right For You.
That's one of my favorites. That's my favorite on this album.
And you have that? You picked it too?
I did, but I brought a couple more.
Okay. Me too.
That song, that's one of my favorite Police songs.
It's a great song, and written by Sting and Stewart. And the hits on this album are "Message in a Bottle" and I think "Walking on the Moon" was a single.
Yeah.
And okay, since we both picked that one, I will play. I like "The Bed's Too Big Without You."
Oh,
I just like the sentiment too.
I get to play one?
Well, yeah, we're not done.
Oh, well, you just played that one.
Well, I thought we both had that.
Okay, we did.
Okay.
But so
you're not done. Bed's too big without you.
Bed's too big without you. Cold wind blows right through that open door.
You can hear the reggae in it.
Yes.
I can't sleep with your man. Dreaming dreams of what used to be. When she left, I was cold inside. That look on my face was just pride. No regrets.
But that reggae's not forced.
Oh, right.
Like it's, you know what I mean? It sounds...
But almost every track has a little bit of it, you know, just on the offbeat.
Like, for example, Kyle, if you can find on YouTube, if you can find REO Speedwagons... What's the big one?
Tuna Piano, which is Time For Me To Fly?
No, the single, the big single. I'll put up in his... Keep On Loving You, reggae version.
Oh, no.
Oh.
There's a reggae version of everything out there.
I know, and it sucks.
Yeah.
Let me know if you find that.
Oh, you found it?
Under duress. Can you play a little bit of it? It's already terrible.
This is REO Speedwagon.
Yes. Keep On Loving You.
Oh, it's not a cover by someone else.
No.
Oh, boy.
Nope.
Loving you.
Okay, we get it. Let's hear Kevin.
Yeah. Move it up a 30. I got a nice intro for that.
All right, let me tell you something. Here's the problem with that. If I've never seen REO Speedwagon in concert live, and I go and they play one of their biggest hits, reggae style, I'm fucking storming the stage.
It's almost like they couldn't get the performance rights to their own song.
Right.
That is shit.
That's bad.
So that's when reggae goes bad.
Yeah.
When white reggae. All right. What's your next song off Regatta de Blanc?
I brought one that I tried to bring in something that maybe somebody, most people didn't hear off the album. Yes. So this one's called Death Wish.
All right, cool.
That's kind of like the groove of it.
Now, I asked Stuart, because he has 6 writing credits on this album, and I said, the next album, you hardly have any writing credits. And he said, he goes, that's because our singer was a better songwriter.
Yeah, well, at least they acknowledge it, because these albums coming up, the stuff that's not written by Sting, ooh.
I know. It's more experimental.
Yeah.
But, you know, Andy, Stuart's on here 6 times on this album.
But later on, a Stuart song, you know it. It's just like, well, you played it. You played it when you...
Miss Grindenko? You don't like that?
His stuff is very, I guess I want to say Zappa-esque. Almost.
A little bit, yeah. That's what his new project Gizmodrome is like.
Very much.
Zappa.
Out there, though. I mean, just crazy instruments and beats and everything.
The signature changes.
Yeah, but not radio-friendly.
No.
Yeah, I think you let Sting take the wheel, and you get one song on there, so you get like some royalties.
Some royalties. Okay, I have 2 B-sides now from this album. The first one is Landlord, and it's the B-side to what, Kyle? I think you have that information.
Message in a Bottle.
This is the Landlord's B-side, Message in a Bottle. Let's hear it. That song, of course, written about Chip Chinnery.
Landlord.
The next B-side I have is Visions of the Night.
Yeah, that one.
And what is that, the B-side?
Walking on the Moon.
There you go. Thank you, Mike. Visions of the Night. I mean, I think once you hit a certain age, you just can't write a song like that anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like people would say, why doesn't Sting rock anymore? It's like, he just doesn't have it in him anymore. It's out of his system.
Yeah. And punk is in itself is limiting after a while. I mean, that's what he was upset with. Yeah. It's the same 3 chords. It's like, I can only write so much within that energy.
Like that could be a Sex Pistols song.
Sure.
And it's great.
It's great. A few of them, but, you know, of whole albums after, you know, how the Ramones did it.
Yeah, just album after album after album of that. I know.
And they just stuck with it because I don't think they wrote in any other way.
And they got, you know, they were great players. Police are great players, and they got even better. So when you get better, Like you said, you just don't want to go. You don't want to do that anymore. You want to.
Yeah, you cut Padovani loose with his three chords.
Get out of here, Padovani.
Clean. He was like, "Yeah, oh, I thought we were going to be a. I thought we were going to be the punk band."
Let me tell you something. When I was with the police, we would lay down some hot chords and get chicks.
Trois chords.
Which brings us to the Trois album.
The Trois, Zenyatta okay. Mondatta, which means nothing, which is a nonsense.
Yeah, it's nothing. A year later.
A year later.
A year later. It's October of 80. Two gigantic hits on here that were on MTV a lot. Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Yep.
And Da-Da-Da-Da. Also a song with a very long title, When the World is Running Down, You Make the Best of What's Still Around. And an instrumental called Behind My Camel, which won Andy Summers a Grammy Award.
And Sting hated it.
Yep.
Absolutely hated it.
Well, you know what, Sting? How about Dig My Paperweight?
I brought that as a possible stinkeroo.
What, Behind My Camel?
Yeah, it goes nowhere for me. Well, and the fact that it won a Grammy, I'm surprised. Maybe they were just wanted to give the police something.
Let's hear the intro and then right into Behind My Camel. And let's see what I think.
Hey, you. It's a seagull stinkeroo.
It is 3 minutes of that.
It's
almost like a movie soundtrack kind of stuff.
Now, the good thing is the album has 11 songs on it, so you remove this, there's still 10. I don't hate it, but I won't argue for it.
What did it beat out for best instrumental? That's what I want to know.
Kyle?
That's got to be 1980. Best instrumental.
Best instrumental recording by a rock band duo or group. I don't know. I'm just making
Metal Machine Music by Lou Reed.
Did you ever try listening to that?
No, it's just feedback.
It's fucking terrible.
It's torture.
How did they release that?
I think, he just wanted to piss off his record company.
How strong is your Lou Reed knowledge?
Not that. I mean, I know the basic stuff, but I didn't dig into it. I never got into his solo stuff.
I might have to bring my friend Nina in because I think she's a big Lou Reed person. Okay.
So this is the award for Best Rock Instrumental Performance.
Okay. You going to tell us who it is? Here we go.
So this is the second year they did it, 1981.
All right.
And last.
Oh, I'm sorry. Third year they did it, 1982. They also won for Regatta de Blanc the year previous.
That's a better instrumental.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it was up against Unsung Heroes by Dixie Dregs.
All right.
Nope. Don't know.
Robert Fripp's The League of Gentlemen.
All right. And Andy and Fripp then eventually recorded two albums together. Mm-hmm.
Kraftwerk's Computer World.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably just like... Dee-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
And this is the one that should have won. Rush's YYZ.
What?
YYZ is YYZ? Great. It's one of the best instrumentals ever.
Oh, yeah.
How did it beat
police?
That? It was Power Trio against Power Trio. And the less popular choice won. Wow.
I know.
YYZ is incredible.
Was this the album that they started to go to the studio in Quebec?
Let me see where this was recorded. This was recorded...
When did they start working with Hugh Padgham?
The next album, Ghost in the Machine. Yeah, this was recorded at...
This so far is the weakest album cover, by the way.
I don't know.
Staring into space and a triangle.
Rainbow.
I will agree with you.
Gradient.
This is the one I had him sign, though, because there's a lot of places to sign. Yes. So I had him sign this one. Okay, so we just played the Stinkeroo. I'm going to play When the World is Running Down, You Make the Best of What's Still Around.
That turd beat YYZ?
It's unbelievable. The drums killing it.
Hello.
I think it's his snare. I don't know. Yeah, what, maybe because it's so...
Is it tight or is it loose, Kyle?
It'd be tight, but it's also pushed up, I think, in the mix.
Yeah.
Always. Mm-hmm.
This album was recorded in 4 weeks.
Is that it?
Yep.
Oh, man. Well, I brought the other big hit, which is in my top five Police songs. It's da-do-do-do-da-da.
It's great.
Love this song.
Yeah.
And you could just feel the punk just slipping away.
Yep, slipping away. The two singles on this album, Don't Stand So Close to Me and Da-Do-Do-Do-Da-Da-Da, both went to number 10 in the U.S. This album, first two albums went platinum. This album goes double platinum.
So they're building here.
So they're building. They're definitely building.
But winning the Grammys helps.
Yep. And they probably performed on the Grammys and they were out there. My next song is Man in a Suitcase.
Oh, I brought that one too.
That's so weird that we're bringing the same song. Because like when I picked Man in a Suitcase, I thought Seagull won't bring that
one. I was digging a little deeper.
Yeah. I didn't bite you back to my place. Again, those drums are great. It's only mine because
it holds my suitcase. Back to a little reggae like kind of thing. Here. All right. But it's 100 miles from yesterday night. Must I be mad?
I don't know how they do it because the bass is out front, the guitar's out front, the drums are out front, and his vocals are, it's all out front. Like I can hear the bass. Andy's guitar is what's bringing the reggae a lot of times.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's just ding, 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 ding.
I brought a genuine stinkeroo for this. Although,
what do you got?
It was not off the album. This falls under the if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Okay, what do you,
in much like George Lucas messes with his old movies.
What do we got?
In the box set or the greatest hits album, they redid Don't Stand So Close to Me, '86.
It's going to be my playout song.
That is a stinkeroo.
I don't hate it.
I hate it.
Okay, play a little
hard.
Bit. Hard. Kyle, play. We will forego.
Okay.
We'll forego the stink. Do we have the original? Do you have it on your list?
I didn't bring it because everybody had heard it.
Okay, you know? Everyone knows Don't Stand So Close to Me. Play the 86 version.
Remade version, which was just unnecessary.
I like it. They re-recorded it. I love it.
Just now, so overproduced.
It's like if U2 and Duran Duran covered that song together.
Sure. It doesn't trump the original by any means.
No, it does not.
No, not at all. But I have a fondness for it. I do enjoy it.
I think you're wrong.
Well,
give me the sting, Kyle. Give me the sting. Please, I'm begging you. Thank you. It's a
Seagull Stinkaroo. I have a B-side. I have a song called A Sermon. What's that the B-side to?
That is the B-side to...
Don't Stand So Close.
Yes.
Okay, let's hear A Sermon. By the way, you can find the 4-CD box set by the Police called Message in a Box, the complete recordings. Now, I think you can get it for $20 now, and it's got every single song. It's got all the B-sides. It's got some live stuff. It's got every song.
Is that where you got all the B-sides?
That's where I got all the B-sides.
Okay,
yeah.
I was wondering how you got all these things.
Yeah, yeah. That's where they're at. And until they remaster the catalog for a third time and include the B-sides on the single discs, this is where you get them. That's where you get them.
Yeah, take off that camel piece of shit and throw a sermon in there.
And here, I got to know, what's the next B-side, Kyle?
Friends.
Now, hold on a second. You might want to play, you might want to put an intro before this.
Oh, no.
This really? Is an Andy song. Remember, this is a B-side, and I think Andy sings it. So let's cue up a little intro for this.
All right, give me a second.
Even though I don't mind it, but I believe most people will want an intro before this. I like when we play the intro and it goes right into the song. Yeah. What happened?
I got a little Andy.
Talk amongst yourselves.
I got an Andy Summers B-side love.
I thought you were
going to
say
coming on.
Yeah, I thought you said you were going to say I had an Andy Summers story.
Did you see his documentary?
Yes,
his photo one.
I like how during the debauchery of the police, him and his wife split, but then they got back together, and then they've been together ever since.
You see the karaoke thing in Tokyo.
Yes.
He's walking through this alley in Tokyo and there's a karaoke bar.
It's one of those things that if it was on a reality TV show, you'd say, that's fake.
Right.
But it's not. All right. You ready, Kyle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
D-U. It's a Seagull Stinkaroo.
I like to eat my friends and make no bones about it.
He likes to eat his friends.
I like to eat my friends. I couldn't do that. Ain't a man or a poet friend, or you know just how you'll taste. Your limbs go sliding down my throat and never go to waste. Your death of ghosts will sadden.
Now the music's good.
Do you think Sting enjoyed playing on any of these?
I don't know. He seems to be. He's not. What do I want to say? He doesn't seem like he's phoning it in on the bass there.
Well, some of these songs, I think it was maybe coming later on that Sting refused. I think maybe Behind My Camel, he refused to play on it or something. They said he buried it. He buried the tape out in the yard of the studio because he hated it so much.
He's a little bit of a child sometimes, yeah. I think, Sting.
Well, now he takes it out in his lute around the castle.
Yeah, he wrote Peanuts and then became...
Yeah.
Became Rod Stewart.
Yeah, became that person.
Now, yeah, he's lessened up when they ask him about it now. And he goes, now that I've been rich and successful, it's like I cut him some slack now.
Good call, Kyle. Yeah, because they sang that song from the Three Musketeers together.
Right.
Him, Brian Adams, and Rod Stewart. All for one.
Like anything about the Three Musketeers.
Any movie,
any adaptation,
what about
any
the
book.
Candy bar?
Nope, I don't like it. It sucks. There with Zorro.
Have you ever heard that Three Musketeers song?
No.
Come on.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, you're going to do this?
Yeah.
Was this before or after that Robin Hood movie? Robin Hood sucks too.
Oh, yeah.
I think this was after Robin Hood. Okay, let me find
it. The worst Robin Hood is that Russell Crowe one.
He doesn't use a bow.
He uses it once. He uses a sword most of the time.
Oh, my God.
It's awful.
Sword. Robin Hood with a sword. Are you fucking crazy?
He looks like Friar Tuck.
Are you trying to...
Or Little John. He doesn't even look like Robin Hood.
Hey, let's immediately...
I don't think I watched it. Is it even worse than Kevin Costner's accent when his attempt at Robin Hood?
Oh, yeah.
That's brutal.
Okay, here we go. This is from Three Musketeers, 1993.
Oh boy!
This was
along with like Charlie Sheen, right?
Yeah. Yes. It's just
25 years ago.
Three Dudsketeers. This is Sting, Brian Adams, and Rod Stewart.
Also Three Dudsketeers.
I know. Get it? They're three guys. Three Musketeers. Yes. This is All for Love.
When it's love you give,
I'll be your man of good faith.
Sting. Hi, Rod.
I swear I'll always be strong. And why I'll prove to you we belong. I'll be the wall that protects you.
A That's enough.
Nothing gets you ready for a summer swashbuckling adventure than a slow jam.
Wow. This also beat YYZ.
Okay,
oddly
so
enough.
These are the Musketeers. You ready? Kiefer Sutherland.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Charlie Sheen. Oliver Platt.
Yeah, because he's such a leading guy. Man.
No, there's always one fat Musketeer.
Yeah,
there's,
yeah I think one. He was Porthos. I think that's
is that
a fat
the,
one,
that
right?
One? Yeah.
I think. And
Porcos.
Porcos. And then D'Artagnan is Chris O'Donnell.
Fuck off, D'Artagnan.
Chris O'Donnell.
Because then there are four Musketeers. It doesn't even make sense.
You got to read the book for that one.
Yeah.
And then Tim Curry's the villain.
He
plays Dr. Frankenfurter. So, yeah, that's... It's unbelievable.
Is Chris O'Donnell a grown man in that then they feel the need to adopt for no reason, like in the Batman movies?
Not sure how old he is in that one, but, you know, take it or leave it. Okay, let me see. Where are we right now? Oh, I'm not even in my right place.
We're going to...
Hold on, I think I still have... Did I play both B-sides from that album?
Yes, you did.
Okay,
I think we're into Ghost in the Machine. Are you going to do any of the film stuff? He did the film Brimstone and Treacle.
That comes after this.
Okay.
But so I will do one song from there. But I want to say...
This is the best album cover.
I love this album cover.
Ghost in the Machine?
I didn't know it was Three Faces for the longest time.
I didn't either.
Really?
Yes, because...
I thought it was just like number things.
Yes, until someone pointed... It's just, you know how you can look at something and not see what it's supposed to be?
Yeah.
And then when you discover, you're like, whoa, wait a minute. How did I...
Yeah.
Because then you're dumb. You're like, how did I not see that?
I didn't see it until yesterday when I read that's what it was.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. I just thought it was like some computer symbol.
Yeah,
we did just watch Predator and it does look like the thing on his...
Yes.
Ghost in the Machine.
And that Sting in the middle because the hair's spiky. I don't know which one's the other guys.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is. Doesn't matter. No one cares. this was a year later. Again, a year later. They're releasing an album like a year to the date, four in a row. I mean, they're killing it.
And now they're working with Hugh Padgham. Who worked with everybody.
Everybody, yeah. And so, I think this is the album where, what you're talking about when they started to record in, Montserrat.
Oh, that's down in the island. Yeah. But I mean, they went up to the studio in
Quebec.
Yeah, this is the studio. And it says the studio in Quebec and then also two studios, an air studio in Montserrat.
Because this is around the time that, oddly, going back to Rush, they were looking at guys like this, and they were going, we got to change. We can't do, like, 30-minute songs anymore. Right. And then all of a sudden, they did Moving Pictures, and, you know, they were inspired by The Police and Ultravox and these other little bands. It's like, we got to make some real songs.
And I think this is where the band is not getting along.
Now. Yeah, and Padgham brings in a lot more synthesizers, and Andy Summers gets pushed farther out. But same thing that happened later on to Alex Lifeson in the 80s.
Yep. You can't push the drums out, but the guitars can get pushed out for some keyboard.
Well, the drums can get pushed out for machines,
too. That's true, too.
Which they did eventually.
Here's, I have every little thing she does is magic.
That one's
it's great.
The best.
It's a killer.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, me too.
Just makes you feel happy when it kicks in. I mean, where's the guitar?
Yeah.
The guitar's not even there. You
I don't
can't
hear it. No. Maybe there's a little ding, 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 ding.
That's a lot of it's piano and keyboards.
Yeah. You're right.
So Andy's sitting there going, hey, I can play too, guys.
Hello. I eat me friends. I eat them.
That was punishment for him bringing in friends.
Yeah.
You know what? We're going to use synthesizers.
Let me see where. I want to see the charting positions of this single. Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic goes to number 3. So that's their highest charting U.S. single at that point.
It more than Don't Stand So Close to Me or Roxanne or anything?
Yeah, I mean, Roxanne was more, it went to number 32. It was more of a, and that was when it was reissued.
Okay.
And the one you just said, those went to number 10, Don't Stand and Do-Do-Do.
Do-Do-Do-Do.
So this was their first top five. So what do you got for us?
I brought in probably the other big hit from this one. This is Spirits in the Material World.
Great tune.
Another classic.
That went to number 11. Nice bass.
That used to be the guitar doing that beat. Ding, yep.
Ding, yeah, you're right. Ding, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's keyboards. I've no faith in constitution. Are you there, Andy? Are you there? Anyway. There is no bloody
revolution. We are spirits in the material world. That drum, Kyle. In the material world. Yeah, you are totally right on that.
Yeah,
on
Andy
the guitar.
Was pushed way back.
But I love
back.
This album too. This is a great,
it's great.
Album.
He's
yeah.
out in the yard digging
he's
up those tapes.
Digging up his friends, having a snack. The next song I picked, and I've played it on here many times because I love it. They say the C word in it. It's co-written by Sting and Stewart. It's Rehumanize Yourself.
C word. Cancer?
No. Rhymes with punt.
Oh.
And the next lyric goes, Billy's joined the National Front. He always was a little runt. He's got his hand in the air with the other.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So what else do you
I brought in one that has been redone by a bunch of people.
Okay.
Well, quite often. Grace Jones did a.
Demolition Man?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's hear Demolition Man. Good tune.
Great movie.
Mm-hmm.
It is a good movie.
There's Andy. The situation was not of your making. You say that this wasn't in your plans. Go and mess around with the demolition man.
Here's some interesting trivia that I'm reading right now. There's a song on this album called Omega Man. It was written by Andy. It says, Omega Man was chosen by A&M to be the first single from the album, but Sting refused to allow it to be released. What a dick.
Dick, but not wrong.
You
were going to release Omega Man? Play Omega Man and see you would have released that before Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic?
No, but I mean, if that's what the label wanted, Andy must have been bummed.
Well, I mean,
you know.
But eventually they got to know that it's a better song.
Right. Okay, listen.
Omega Man not only did not, it didn't, never made it as a single. Did it ever make the radio?
Nope.
Sounds like Rush.
Yeah.
It does sound like Rush.
Not a bad song, but not a catchy single.
Yeah, I mean, the first two songs of the album are Spirits in the Material World and Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. And yeah, I mean, yeah, those are the singles.
So Sting's not wrong.
Sting's not wrong, but it must have been, Andy must have been bummed.
Oh, sure.
But then he brought out his paperweight and said, fuck you, Sting.
Yeah, oh, eat me, friends.
Andy also lives in Venice.
No way.
Because the times I've been offered to record with him, it was at his house.
Because he's not driving to the fucking valley.
No.
Oh, Fee Wabel.
Yeah, I know about your fucking podcast. Please come to my house for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Would you like tea? Actually, he didn't offer me anything. Fucking aww. Bastard.
But Stuart
he's
Copeland,
a minimalist. He didn't have shit.
He didn't have shit. Stuart. Would you? Have you ever seen the Tubes?
Live, no.
Do you want to go the next time they come to the Canyon Club?
I'd check it out, sure.
Yeah,
my Paolo, good, they once every few months, right?
Yeah, he's my good friend. Fee.
I'm not driving to the fucking Canyon Club.
I have some B-sides. I think two of them are instrumentals.
You hate instrumentals.
You know what? I normally do. Some of these I don't. But I think Low Life is not an instrumental. What was it, this single, the B-side to, Kyle? Low Life.
Low Life.
Is it Every Little Thing?
The Spirits in the Material World.
Okay, let's hear Low Life. I think this has lyrics.
The seedy part of town. Walk down the street and your head spins round. Don't be seen alone without your friends at night. Take a gun or a knife to a low life. Don't have to be born into this society.
So now you have the album sales in front of you?
Yeah, this went triple platinum.
So everything, they're just growing bigger and bigger every single year.
Platinum, platinum, double platinum, triple platinum. Let's hear one more. Let's hear Flexible Strategies, because I believe that is a cool instrumental.
Yeah. Get a little funky.
Yep. And then just let's hear a little Shambell, too. It's a little more atmospheric.
Which one is this B-side to?
Invisible Sun.
Oh, okay.
This is a cool one, too. B-sides were great, though, when you liked a band and you're like, oh, my God, the single has a... And then you'd buy more product.
That was the point.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Andy. You'll be all over the B sides.
Now the thing that was the thing that would be disappointing is when you buy a B side and you don't know it's an instrumental, and then you're like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
Well, a lot of these things come out of jam sessions.
Yeah.
In between, like in long breaks and live.
Yeah, they're just goofing around.
Yeah.
Keep the tape rolling.
Exactly.
Okay, 1982, they do, Sting is in a movie called Brimstone and Treacle. I've never seen it, don't know what it's about.
It's not that good.
Not that good.
And he's in Dune.
He's in Dune. He's also in The Bride, which I really like The Bride.
I remember that one.
That was a remake of Bride of Frankenstein with Jennifer Beals.
Right.
And Clancy Brown is the Frankenstein monster.
Whoa.
And, I love it. Have you ever seen it, Kyle?
No, is Sting Dr. Frankenstein?
Yes, he's Victor. And it's coming out from Shout Factory.
It's going to look
so
great.
So you and I will watch that soon.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is a great song on the Brimstone and Treacle soundtrack from 1982. This is I Burn for You.
Because the other ones you had were instrumentals.
Yeah, the other two are instrumental.
Now that I have found you in the cool of your evening smile, with the shade of your parasol, your love flows through me. Oh, I drink at your pool. I burn for you. I burn for you and I.
It picks up a little more, but I like that song. It's a pretty good song.
And the instrumentals on it are very atmospheric. And
yeah.
Very kind of. But now we're to the point where Sting is now a star.
Yeah, he's a star. He's
worldwide, people know
him. He's the face of the band. It's not The Police anymore. It could be The Police featuring Sting.
And I'm sure they took it well that they're now known as the other guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And now they're really at
now,
odds
here we go.
With each other.
And here we go. It's a year and a half. It's a year and a half from Ghost of the Machine.
We're their biggest break ever.
And they record Synchronicity, which goes 8 times platinum. And it breaks big like that because of the first single.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The first single, I'm Not Sick of It.
Which one was the first?
Every Breath You Take.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm not sick of that song, though. I never get sick of it.
That one's timeless.
It's like everything's perfect in it.
It's so simple.
Yes. The lyrics are great.
Yeah.
The music's great. And it's just got a, what do I want to say? There's a lot of space between everything. I'm not a producer.
But it's one of those timeless kind of like melodies and a hook mm-hmm. that, you know, Paul McCartney could have written it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, it just lasts.
And then when you find out that it's not quite about what you think it's about, according to Sting, it's not quite a love song. It's about a guy stalking a girl. So I just have it from the beginning. So let's just hear it.
A drum.
Yeah. There's Andy.
There he is.
And the video's black and white and it's perfect.
Extreme black and white.
Yeah.
Every breath you take.
I just am realizing about this. There's no background vocals. Really.
Yeah, there was a little synth.
Yep,
fill synth. In there.
This was number one for 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
8 weeks
in '83, right?
Yep, topped the charts. I remember buying the single. The single came out quite a bit before the album. I remember there were TV commercials. See if you can find the synchronicity
tour,
the TV commercial for the album.
For the album, okay.
Yeah, because I remember it would be like, it would just keep, because the album, there were all different album covers. They weren't all right. The same. Now the CD when it came was only, but the album covers were all different. Different band members on different colors, different mm-hmm. pictures.
Yeah, it's pretty iconic.
Yeah.
Thing. And Hugh Padgham is back in this too, right?
Yes. That me?
That's your phone. We'll edit that out.
That's Murray.
We'll edit him out.
Murray said, I'm out back. Send Kyle to let me in.
What?
Let's not let him in.
Is he recording another episode after this?
No. He has downtime between his shows. So what do I don't want to edit. I don't want to edit because Murray.
I can't find it.
You can't find
it? It's used in so many commercials now.
Oh, so even if you type synchronicity album commercial, do me a favor while I let Murray in. This had a great B-side, which actually is on, it was on the CD, but it wasn't on the album. It was the B-side to this song. It's called Murder by Numbers. Play that while
that's
Murray
a great
in.
Song.
You guys can chat. I don't want to edit.
Once that you've decided on a killing, first you make a stone of your heart. And if you find that your hands are still willing, then you can turn a murder into art. There really isn't any need for bloodshed. You just do it with a little more finesse. If you can slip a tablet into someone's coffin, then it avoids an awful lot.
This is very, very jazzy.
It is jazzy.
Sting's jazz roots are coming out here.
But I did love it.
It's a great song.
I did love it when it was a single. I did love it. All right, what song did you bring off?
I brought in my, after the big hit, this is my second favorite song on the album, Synchronicity 2, which is a cool video too. Was
yeah.
Apocalyptic? There
that's
you go.
Hard to say. Apocalyptic.
We have to shout. Always saw my
Great tune.
That's cool because I'm going to play my song is Synchronicity 1.
There's like, what, five singles off this album? Four? Five?
Let's look.
That were released as singles?
Let's take a peek.
If you count Murder by Numbers?
We got Every Breath You Take, Wrapped Around Your Finger, Synchronicity 1, and King of Pain.
Synchronicity 1. So 2 wasn't released as a single?
I'm sorry. It's my eyesight. Synchronicity 2.
Aha.
Synchronicity 2.
Oh, King of Pain, of course. Who could forget the King of Pain?
King of Pain. You know who's the King of Pain? Clubber Lang. I'm King of Pain. Oh, yeah. Balboa, when I spend the night with your wife. That's not Clubber Lang.
I don't know who that was.
Let me tell you something, Balboa. Hey, Balboa, I'm going to spend the night with your wife and I'm going to kick your ass.
I pity the fool.
Oh, I pity the fool. Let's go, Balboa.
That's the worst Mr. T.
Let's go, Balboa.
Yeah, wow, that's awful.
Synchronicity 1, please, Kyle. Serve up some Synchronicity. Oh, also a great guy. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for coming, Murray, and looking at your phone. Synchronicity, a sleep trance, a dream dance, a shared romance, synchronicity.
And I guess Hugh Padgham said during this whole recording they were in separate rooms. Like they couldn't, I think Stewart and Sting came to blows in the recording of Every Breath You Take. I think.
Awesome.
They just hated each other.
Just in there blowing each other.
Oh, look this up. Look up Martha Quinn interview with the police.
Oh, is that the one backstage?
Yeah, this is the one where
they threw Stewart watermelon.
He says you want to see me whoop Sting's ass, and they throw water on each other, and they leave the interview. It was a live interview, like it wasn't like in the studio, and then they were going to show it. She was interviewing them live backstage.
Friend of the show, Martha Quinn.
Friend of the show, Martha Quinn. Been to her house twice.
Ooh, buddy.
Once for the interview, and then
after hours.
Hello, it's not true. Not true at all. Here comes Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, no.
Murray's here with Sinead.
So gross.
Hold on, there's a minute 17 ad.
There's a minute, what's it for?
I don't know, it's two green blobs. Oh, it's for Cricket Wireless.
Oh, great. We all have Cricket Wireless, right?
Sure.
Don't you have Cricket?
Absolutely.
Sorry, this video is not available.
All right, try again.
Boo.
What wireless, who's your provider?
I'm on the Verizon plan, but I think I might get off it. Because
thumbs down from Murray.
Going around, if you go internationally,
yeah,
and all people on the cruise and other travel writers say T-Mobile is the way to go.
I think I meant
they have amazing.
I think I meant who's your internet at your apartment?
That's formerly Time Warner, now Spectrum.
Spectrum. What do you got? Spectrum. Yeah, I got Spectrum. What do you got, Kyle?
Well, I'm with you, but
Spectrum. Yeah, you're fucking leeching my internet.
But I used to have Spectrum as well.
But good. I have no cable. I cut the cord, baby.
You're all...
There's just one with Andy Summer. Oh, wait.
You're all Fire Stick?
Yeah.
You got a Fire Stick?
I have a Apple TV.
Apple TV? Oh, that's good. How's that working out for you?
Not well.
Why not?
Graham gave me his old one.
Okay, there's the problem.
No, but I look at it, and I look at trailers and stuff on iTunes and things. So I was like, oh, I'll get that one. Half of them have no sound.
Oh.
Half of them do. So I'd ordered a couple I'll order the ones that have the sound that is working. And then the whole movie didn't work with sound.
Oh, that
and
sucks.
I ended up watching it on my laptop.
You know what's wrong with that?
No, I got one.
And okay. I think it may have something to do with the age of the TV. I don't know.
He's going to give you his.
Oh, well, that's nice of you.
Yeah,
what do you use?
$50.
No, that's not giving. That's charging.
That's hardly giving.
$50.
I got a new latest.
Nothing. It's okay if you can't find it.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's carry on. We're in the last Police album. What did you bring another song?
I did. I brought one that didn't get a lot of love on the album. This is Oh My God, that most people, I don't think, have heard.
Yeah.
They don't have the album.
I like this one.
Take the space between us. Since the day I was born,
We've only been recording for 1 hour and 5 minutes. I feel
we're cooking, man.
I feel like we need to pad this out with some loot. Oh, we're not done yet. I got a couple of things here.
In this album, though, we were talking about how Andy and Stewart, their songs by the end. And of course, they each have one song on this album, mm-hmm. and they both suck.
I don't mind Miss Grindenko.
I do.
Don't tell the director I said so.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to play? Are you going to play that?
No. I have B-sides now.
Okay.
I have B-sides.
I brought in one B-side. That was be my last one.
What's your B-side?
I'm giving Andy a little love here.
Someone to talk to. What was this the B-side to, Kyle?
To
Wrapped around your finger.
Here, let's hear Someone to Talk To. This is better than Mother.
Yeah. On fire, not this cigarette. I was stabbed in the back by that young suffragette. And what do I care if she leaves me alone? If I need somebody, I'll pick up the phone. I'll put on my good face, clean up the flat. I'm starting all over, goodbye to all that. I'll put on some music and pour out a drink. I'll go back to bed and I'll try not to think. Someone to talk to talk to. Someone to talk to.
Yeah, I didn't bring in Mother just because we played it so much as
still,
a stinkeroo.
Still talking about the phone, though.
Yep, loves the phone.
The phone.
My B-side is Once Upon a Dream. I think this was Synchronicity 2 B-side.
Daydream, but yes.
What did I say? Once Upon a Daydream. Yep, thank you. Thank you.
Once upon a daydream, I fell in love with you. Once upon a moonbeam, gave that love to you. Once upon a lifetime, I know it must be true. When the months had told us I'd have to marry you. Once upon a...
You could see how this went straight into the dream of the Blue Turtles.
Yeah.
I like
Sting's first. I like his first three or four solo albums. I do.
I was disappointed.
Three? You don't like.
Where's Ten Summers Tales?
That's number four.
That's it.
Ten Summers Tales won all the awards.
That was a big one.
Dream of the Blue Turtles. It's not what anybody expected it to be.
No.
You got it. Oh, Sting's got a solo. It's going to be like the Police. Yeah. And oh, no, it is not.
Fortress Around Your Heart. And what was the other single on that? Big hit. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a great tune. Kyle, do me a favor, and I want you and Murray to both, and forgive me for what I'm going to say, just keep a straight face and shut your mouths.
Oh, no.
I want you to play for Mike Siegel. I want him to hear that new Steve Perry song.
I have heard it.
What do you think of it?
Let's
hear it with headphones.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear a little bit of it.
What's it called?
No Erasing. Shut up.
Unfortunately.
See, no one can shut up. Let Mike make his own decision. It's a grown man.
I know it's been a long time coming since I saw your face. It's been so long since we're together in the backseat of your car. Ooh, oh, you used to be my girl.
Now, I want an honest critique, because these two guys, they hate it. They hate it.
I don't hate it, but it just sounds dated.
Sounds dated. Okay.
Doesn't it? It just sounds like...
Oh, yeah. I mean, it takes me right back to that thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what I want. What do you want him to do? I don't know what he could do. Like, do you not like Kyle? Do you not like any Journey?
No, I do.
Okay.
No, here's the thing. I don't expect any different from him.
Right.
But... I also, it just seems like the time has passed. I don't, you know.
You would expect him to, kind of like the McCartney. The McCartney doesn't sound like.
Yeah, he can't hit the notes.
Paul McCartney.
You're not going to get the 78.
But you have to remember, McCartney has continued to make albums all these years.
But you would think that he would someone would say, get with the times, Steve.
But I mean, he's
it's still a little synth heavy.
I think he's just going to say, this is what I know how to do.
And the lyrics for me are trash because he's just like,
yeah, no erasing.
He says something like, something about her face. And then it like, it almost is like, he's looking around like, I can't figure out a rhyme. And then he goes in the backseat of your car. Like, it's just so,
first of all, Steve Perry doesn't play guitar. So put that fake guitar. Well,
then I'm giving him too much credit for what he's doing.
Look, on his last solo album, every song was written by like seven guys. So I just think he knows how to sing.
I mean, from that 1993 Three Musketeers song we played,
yeah,
if that was the second one that came after it, that wouldn't surprise me on the album. You know what I mean?
I understand. I don't know why. I just love it. I love it.
I don't hate the man.
It makes me feel so good.
We obviously now have no...
So good.
We have no chance of getting him on the show now after we just...
I'm not bad-mouthing. You won't be here now. Neither one of you guys. You guys won't be here.
That was written by two people.
Two people.
How do you know? One of him.
Him and who else?
David Spreng.
Nah, Spreng's the... That guy's fucked.
What?
He's the guy that's screwing it up.
No erasing.
I can't believe the show is this short.
What do you mean? That's people are plenty go, tight. I like it.
People are going to be like, yeah, what happened?
Christy's going to try to beat that record.
Let's go back and play my favorite Police songs.
No, let's not.
Boy. I think we did. I think we did play them.
Yeah, we did.
You
play
weren't
them.
Here. This What's is, your favorite Police song?
It is Synchronicity 2.
Okay, we played that.
Yeah,
that what? Name your second.
This bed's too big without you.
Played it, and I'm not even lying.
Really?
Yeah, I played it. What else? We'll give you three.
I said this bed's too big without you is my second.
Yep,
what
played
would be
it.
My third favorite? Oh, I'm sorry. That would be three. My second would be So Close, which I'm sure you played.
So Close.
Oh,
so Lonely?
So Lonely, sorry.
So Lonely,
yeah.
I don't think we did play
we didn't
So
play
Lonely.
That. We didn't play, we played... played Next to You, yeah. Which was my
Next
favorite.
To you, yeah, that's a good one. They played that when I saw them live.
Yeah, they did still?
Yeah, I saw them on the comeback tour, the Money Grab, in like
2007? 2007.
Yeah. Paid top dollar.
I've heard this story. I mean, everyone hasn't, but so
okay,
go ahead and
paid
tell
top
it.
Dollar, got eighth row. The Foo Fighters opened and blew them off the stage.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Was this the funny thing was they screwed up. All the songs I wanted to hear and the ones I didn't want to hear were like, oh, these are really good.
They were playing them at a slower
like jazzy
pace.
Jazzy version.
This is
the,
Murray Valeriano, by the way.
Yeah, this is Murray Valeriano.
They played them at a slower pace, too.
Yeah.
Slower tempo. Is that tempo? Well, you play. You know what I'm talking
tempo
about.
Tempo would work. Even pace would work.
But you could tell that Stewart was ready to bust loose.
Mm-hmm. He opened with a gong.
Yeah, he was ready. I think Andy was ready because Andy's all a minimalist anyway. And sure. I think that must have been Sting's decision.
I don't think there's any rock left in the guy. You know,
there might not
there's
be.
No thrashing around
he
left
just
in
did
the
an
guy.
Album with Shaggy. Anyone listen to hear that?
No.
You no, haven't? I was just you have say, a cut of that? I haven't heard.
Kyle, could you please find something from Sting and Shaggy?
You know,
what,
Sting.
What an odd mix.
I know, because it's from the Mystery Machine. Shaggy.
Is it just another
Zoinks?
Is it just is it just another version of Roxanne? Because he seems to do that every 4 years.
No, I think it's original stuff. I did not. I love Sting, but I did not buy this album.
What is it called?
Oh, just type in Sting and Shaggy in iTunes. Their album.
Staggy.
Staggy. Shingy.
Shingy.
Shing.
Shing.
That's if they were dating, they'd be yeah. Staggy.
Staggy.
Big news tonight in Hollywood. Staggy was seen outside of his restaurant.
What I was trying to think when Ben Affleck dated J-Lo, what was their thing? What did they call them? I couldn't think of it today.
It was Flo-Jo, wasn't it?
Flo-Jo? No.
No, that was the
I couldn't
that
think
was Jackie
of what it
Joyner
is.
Kersey, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah. That's when she that dated herself.
Jay Fleck.
No, it wasn't. No, what, there was a name. Wasn't,
it was stupid.
It wasn't Bennifer.
Yeah.
It was Bennifer.
Was it Bennifer?
Yeah.
This is the most popular one.
Okay.
Don't make me wait.
This is. Is it Shaggy and Sting or Sting and Shaggy?
Sting and Shaggy.
Of course.
Of course. Sting and Shaggy. Damn right it's Sting.
From your outlook on life, I knew this would be more than just one night. But now I'm ready for the next level, and you're telling me you need more time. No crime. Nothing wrong with waiting a little bit. You know this is more to me than just getting it. But you only get a love like this once in a lifetime. And if this is our chance, I ain't missing it. My whole life I never felt like this.
Where's Sting?
Just wanna run with it. I don't wanna fight this. I ain't rushing you to make up your mind. Just wanna put some more quality in our time.
Sting, hello? Oh, there he is. There he is.
Play another one. Maybe Sting's on another one.
That was Sting.
That was singing.
I know, but I mean, it's not.
That wasn't bad.
This one's called 16 Fathoms.
So 16 Fathoms.
Sting. Oh, it's a whole album.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What's the album called?
Another drop in the ocean. 16 fathoms down. I didn't pay no mind to her. I just turned around.
He brought his bass.
That's not him on bass. That is not Sting on bass.
I sail out from this town.
My Sly Dunbar. Come on, he's there.
Words actually, that could be Sting on bass.
Sure.
I pray that I will find myself 16 fathoms down.
I gotta say, I don't hate it.
I don't hate that either. And the album's called 44876. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that. Oh, okay. United Kingdom is 44. And Jamaica's 876.
Oh, the area.
Oh, okay.
Cool. There you go.
All right.
Kind of looks like the cover of In Color by Cheap Trick.
What was Shaggy's big hit? Was it the Hot Stepper?
No.
Hot Stepper. I don't know what that is.
What was Shaggy? Shaggy had one big...
I always have Shaggy on guesting on other people's stuff.
Yeah?
You know, he always comes in and does the little toasting break.
You buy this at Target, you get 16 tracks. That's a lot. yeah.
Maybe it's the Hot Stepper. Maybe that is.
Well,
him.
So who did the Hot Stepper?
I didn't. Do you want to play? Can you play one more? Because I didn't hate that last one.
I liked them both.
Your choice, Kyle. What's got a stupid title?
Sad Trombone.
Sad Trombone. Oh, we're going to hate this one.
It's my favorite sex move.
Oh, I love it.
I'd make the sweetest love to her with every semi quaver. There's a sadness in your plan, she said, that penetrates my bones. Something in your intonation, something in your tone, always understated.
Do you guys like this or hate it?
But never overblown.
I don't mind this.
I don't. I like it.
It wasn't me, Shaggy.
It wasn't me.
Okay.
No, that's very...
One more. Try Dreaming in the USA.
That's very... What's the second album? The one with Englishman in New York. And
yeah, I'm just drawing a
blank. That could have been
Nothing
on that
like
album.
The Sun.
Nothing Like the Sun. That could have been on that album.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You seek a visa, you're dreaming of the USA. It's never easy, you're looking for another way. God bless America, dreaming
oh, no.
of the USA. Are we hysterical? Dreaming of the United States. Dreaming of the USA.
That's where they lost us.
Yeah,
certainly, it's certainly recorded very well, though. It sounds great. Okay, one more. Got to get my baby back. And then we're done with this. We'll play out with this with a police song.
Sitting here staring at the four walls, thinking, what is it I gotta do? Get back my baby. Lonely is taking over now, and my heart's kind of heavy, so I gotta get back my baby.
Seems fun.
I'd rather Sting do this than another Loot album.
Yeah,
I think Sting
fun.
And Shaggy are about to get $9.99 from the Myrrh later on tonight.
Yeah, seems fun.
I'm gonna download this.
Yeah.
It's 11? Oh, fuck
forget
that.
It.
That stupid Dreamin' in the USA song killed it. But I'm not, it's not
single.
I'll go buy the Target version and send you 16 tracks strong.
All right. You know, if you think about it, it's a good marriage because the Police were steeped in reggae roots.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
Regatta de Blanc.
Yeah, okay, we talked about that.
So, yeah, I like that. I think I'm going to get it.
Daggy. I actually like the title now that I know it. April 2018.
Oh, all right.
Now that I know what 44 and 876 means.
Who's what?
Yeah, it was.
Doug Benson's favorite album.
It's 420 somewhere.
And Shaggy from The Mystery Machine.
Yeah,
He did 420.
Scoob! Zoinks! Let's listen to Stingo!
I had to stop my kid from watching Scooby-Doo because he was starting to talk like Shaggy, but not jokingly.
Oh.
Like, what's for dinner, Mom?
Hey,
you
Mom,
have to stop saying like,
dinner?
Buddy. So,
hey, no. Like, what's for dinner, Mom?
So I'm like, all right, you can't watch anymore till you stop. So you start using good English.
I used to find the theme song because the first season It's kind of
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah,
there's
rocks.
Four theme songs.
I know, but the first season it rocks. I think it sounds like
probably the Wrecking Crew playing on it.
Yeah,
probably.
Totally. I like the one with the bats opening.
Used to scare me, Scooby-Doo. I'd watch it from under a blanket. I would. 72. What would? Yeah, jerking off to Daphne.
Absolutely.
This is season one intro.
Okay, let's hear it. I think this is a good one.
Yes, this is, like, yeah, this is a good one. Little Hal Blaine on drums.
Yeah.
Disgruntled.
Where are you?
Rock you. Rock rocking off. Doesn't rock as hard as I thought it would.
That's good bass.
If you come through, you're gonna have yourself a Scooby snack.
That's a fact.
It's a real song, though. You know what I mean? That's cool.
But this is also the era when they would play a song during the chase scene.
Yes.
This was the season where they play. And that, those songs are really cool. Yeah. You want to, like, you ever look at the credits? It's like the Peppermint Twist wrote it, yeah, and sang it. It's really cool.
Not bad. Not
the
bad.
The Archies.
Yeah, not as famous as the Archies, yeah, though.
Okay. Do we pad this out a little bit?
I think we did.
Oh my God. We're at 2 hours and 45
yeah,
minutes
what
now.
Happened? What's your play out?
What should we
By
play?
The way, the Hot Stepper was not Shaggy. It was Imoni Kazozi or something like that.
My play out was that remake, but I guess we can either play out with the original version or we play out with Roxanne. What do you want to play out with?
I vote no Roxanne. It's way overplayed.
How about So Lonely? Since Murray
the whole thing? Yeah, we played it already. Oh, no, we didn't play
No,
So
we didn't
Lonely.
Play So Lonely.
Okay, let's do So Lonely.
Okay. Now, before we go, Kyle.
Hold on. Remember, we played So Lonely on the show where I pointed out it's the shortest pointless harmonica solo.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, there's tons of. I've got everything here. So do you want to play?
Peanuts?
I played that.
Oh, you did?
I
wow,
played Peanuts.
You guys are on fire,
we
man.
We dug deep, my friend.
We did.
Awesome.
We could do Born in the 50s. We could do.
I like Born in the 50s.
All right, let's do Born in the 50s.
From the first album.
From the first album. But before we go, Mike, tell us where you're going to be out. Tell us where your podcast is. Tell us where you are on Twitter and all social media.
I'm at Funny Mike on Twitter and Travel Tales Pod on Instagram. Oh, Travel Tales Podcast on Instagram, Travel Tales Pod on Twitter as well, and TravelTalesPodcast.com.
Cool, cool, cool. Murray, you're at...
At FunnyMike.com.
At Murray V on Twitter, Murray V Comedy on Instagram, and Murray Valerio Comedy on Facebook.
Mike, when do you go back out on the water, not the road?
Not till Thanksgiving.
Not till Thanksgiving. That's great, because we need you to get in here and bank a couple of these.
Sure, I'm here.
Kyle, you're at Kyle Dotson Funny. Are you on Instagram? Mm-hmm. What do you post on there? Food?
I don't really post a lot.
All right.
Neither does the Rock Solid Show, I noticed.
No, we really don't.
Okay.
I don't know. What are we going to post?
Album covers, titles.
isn't it enough just investing in this? You know,
I don't care.
I don't know.
Mike Beats posting albums.
Mike Beats posting albums like a madman.
What are
he quit his job to listen to albums.
What do you think the what's our artwork going to look like for this? Which album cover? The three of us.
I can tell you who's doing
me, you and Kyle
going Regatta de Blanc.
I can tell
right?
you who's doing the artwork.
Is that the triangle?
This artwork will be done by
Zenyatta Mandata.
Glenn K. Amo is doing this. And the one we did today, Maria, that'll be Jason Levy will be doing that.
What if he fits our faces in Ghost in the Machine?
Yeah. Oh.
That would be cool.
Digital or cool. The three colors off of Synchronicity.
Yeah, oh,
Synchronicity.
Probably, who
That's
knows?
Pretty
Look,
good.
Who knows what it'll do? The guy has his own opinions.
Yeah.
We are
or
at
it's
Rock,
just three cops on a bicycle.
Yeah.
We are at Rock Solid Show because podcast was too long. RockSolidPodcast.com is where you can find everything, t-shirts, Patreon, all the stuff. I'm at Pat_Francis. We are at Rock Solid Show. I already said that. Said it again. So sorry. We're going to play out with Born in the 50s. Murray, thanks for stopping in.
Oh, thanks for having me. I had a few minutes to kill.
Mike, thanks for being here as always.
Fun.
And Kyle, get better. I want you strong and peppy next time.
What happened?
Pep it up.
Doesn't feel well.
Been sick for over 10 days, right?
I had open heart surgery.
And you get a Trump every time someone has
everything.
Like a cold.
Come on, what else do I got
and
with
they,
it?
Oh, I have an earache. Yeah, my chest was ripped open and they put tubes of blood in my whatever. That picture is so creepy. I talked about it.
Hope your fever went down. They stopped my heart for 5 hours.
Uh-huh. When are you going to post that picture so people can see?
I don't know. I don't know if so I want. Great. I mean, there's.
How about just for the Patreon people?
All right.
No, because then they'll be able to drag it off and post it.
I don't know. There's right. so much. I know it was comedians so where we great. Really bare our soul, but I think that might be a little
too.
I
so
might
awesome.
Post the one of me right out of right out of surgery.
Think about
on
this.
On the 6 month anniversary.
Think about this. You said you were going to record a new comedy album, possibly.
Possibly in the fall.
Make
yeah.
that the cover. Call it Rebirthing or something.
Yeah.
Bleeding Heart.
Bleeding Heart.
Omega Man.
Yeah.
Bleeding Heart Conservative.
We'll see.
Yeah, that put it somewhere. That would be great.
I told
$6 million dollar comic.
Yes, that's great.
I told my listeners that I would DM it to them.
Oh, it is so awesome. And then someone's
post
and then everyone post it.
It's post surgery with my chest sewed open, tubes coming out of my stomach, electrodes.
And your head is cocked in a way that you look like Ex Machina. Like it doesn't look like your face.
It was a selfie. I had to take it myself. The nurse wouldn't take it.
So into yourself after surgery. Yeah.
The only reason I took so many pictures is so I could remember what happened, because you can't really remember. You don't remember because you're all jacked out on painkillers and anesthesia. Yeah. So I just tried to tell the stories as much as I could so I could remember it, because less than something like 5% go through
photo. That photo is so creepy, but cool. I love it. Put on t-shirts, buttons, whatever you can do. All right, Kyle, what's up? You ready?
Mm-hmm. Born in the 50s.
This is Born in the 50s from the first album. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you for letting me stop in.
Yeah, I'm playing it, guys. You guys ready?
Ready.